Okay, it's been a few weeks since we've been in Proverbs together, but this is just kind of where I'm going to be at throughout the summer, just touching on different topics that the Proverbs addresses, and we're going to learn how to walk in wisdom together. One of the things I want to talk about this morning, I want to tell you guys a little story. I think you guys know, you've probably met my parents over the years. They've come and visited a few times. Right now, this is their building permit. It's always been my dad's dream to build a log cabin. So they are nearing retirement, and my dad, I mean, he's needed a little bit of help, you know, pouring foundation and things like that. But for the most part, he's planning on building this cabin by himself. So there's the building permit. Here's the foundation that they have so far. They're building this log cabin on the hunting land that we've been on, recreational lands that we've enjoyed for decades. It's been in the family. This is in the same area of Wisconsin that my grandpa grew up in, and now my dad and mom are going to be living in a cabin there, hopefully within the next year. But here we have the foundation, and it's eventually going to look like this. So, kind of neat. My dad isn't much of a dreamer, if you've ever met or talked to him, but I just think it's really cool that he actually had this dream, you know, for many years to build his own cabin, and now it's coming to fruition. But just think about all the things that have to go into building a cabin, okay? Or building a house. Anyone here, have you ever built a house or known someone who has? And you just, you can watch the progress, and it takes a long time, doesn't it? It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of hard work. Right, Malachi? You can't just whip a house together in one day. It takes a long time and a lot of hard work, doesn't it? And that's one thing I want to be talking about this morning. We're actually going to be talking about hard work this morning. What does the proverb say about working hard? And we're going to do that in the context of, you know, thinking about a house being built. Okay? So, just for the sake of the illustration, this is where I want to be thinking. Just like building a house takes a lot of time and hard work, and so does building our lives, doesn't it? It takes a long time and a lot of hard work to build the kind of life that we want to see honor God. So, would you stand with me? We're only going to read two verses this morning, but out of reverence for God's holy word, let's stand together and read Proverbs 24, verses 3 to 4. Proverbs 24, verses 3 to 4. It says, "By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches." You may be seated. So for our base text, like I said, I didn't pick something per se that's talking about hard work, but yet in the sense of where we're going to be looking at today, it is talking about hard work. It takes a lot of hard work to build a house. It takes a lot of hard work to build your life. How do wise people work hard? How do they build their life? Okay, so I have, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4 main points here for those who take notes or like to know how long the sermon's going. 4 points. All right, wise people work hard because it's God's design. I was thinking hard about this week.
Hard.
Hard, yes. Working hard, thinking hard. But I think a lot of times we associate work or working hard with, ugh, it's something icky. I don't want to do. I was designed to enjoy God's creation. And that's true, but I would also say we're designed to work. So Genesis 2:15, remember the story of Adam and Eve? It says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it." God gave Adam a job to do, okay? Work it and keep it. Remember God told Adam, "I want you to, you know, expand the garden. I want you to expand my image over all the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. Work the garden and keep it. Guard it. Okay? And if you notice, Genesis 2, 15, when does sin enter the world? Do you know which chapter of Genesis, Josiah?
Genesis 3.
You're close. Yep. So Genesis 3 is when sin enters the world. So if we're reading this before sin enters the world, what does that say about working hard? That God designed us to work hard. It's not a result of sin. So God's design for his people is to work hard. Okay? Work it and keep it. Proverbs 6, 6 to 8. Solomon says this, go to the ant, O sluggard. Sluggard is a lazy person. Okay? Saying, hey, lazy person, look at the ant. The tiny little guy. Consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. Okay? Maybe not scientifically accurate, but he's just making a point. Okay? If you're lazy, look at the bugs around you. Look at that ant. Okay? I was thinking about this. If I look at an ant, what do I see? Is that thing ever sitting down?
No.
Is it ever being still?
No.
Ants are constantly moving, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Solomon's saying, hey, lazy people, look at the ants. Even the little bugs know how to work hard so that they have food. Okay? So if you're being lazy, think about that in your life. Are you sitting down a lot? Are you not doing what you're supposed to do? If an ant can do it, surely you can. Right? So he's using this insect as an example. And ants, like I said, they never stop. They can lift up to 50 times their own body weight. Okay? And I think about an ant nest. Have you guys ever seen like an ant hill? Okay? Have you ever seen a big one? Yeah, you don't want to step on it. I stepped when I was a kid. I didn't even write this down. Cool story. When I was a little kid, Josiah, probably around your age, we went down to Alabama to visit my grandma in the wintertime. She went down there during the winter. And we were walking through the, you know, some nature area, and I stepped on a fire ant nest.
Oh, wow.
And I had bites all up my leg.
Wow.
Okay? But they can build some big nests. If you're not paying attention, you could step in them. In Africa, I've seen nests that are like this tall. Okay? And you can go on YouTube and you can see where people have poured liquid mercury down a nest, and it goes down all the little tunnels and things like that, and then it solidifies, and then they dig it out, and it's just incredible what these tiny little ants can make. Okay? So I think just going back to our verse, he's saying if these tiny little ants can work hard and build that kind of thing, imagine what you can do if you do what you're supposed to do, what you're designed to do. Okay? Proverbs 6, 9 to 11. We keep going here. Proverbs 6. I think our battery's dying here on the clicker.
Again?
I know. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. Okay, so we're contrasting hard work with laziness right now. But he's just saying, hey, if you stop work, if you stop doing what you're designed to do, you're going to regret it. Poverty is going to come upon you. Okay, now again, I want to say the Proverbs are not promises, they're principles. But just generally speaking, if we don't work hard like we're designed to do, we will go hungry. You won't get enough to feed yourself, okay? So, Proverbs 19:5. Slothfulness, that's another way of saying laziness, casts into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. He's saying again, if you're not willing to get up and work hard, you're going to go hungry. Okay? An idle person will suffer hunger. Again, the principle is that if you don't work, you won't have food, possessions, or satisfaction. There's practical application in all of this stuff, but there's also, I think, a spiritual application as well. If we're not doing what we're designed to do, work hard and build the kingdom of God, make his name and image known, we are going to suffer hunger. There's lots of people out there, isn't there, where they're just wanting to find some purpose in their life. What am I here for? And they try all these different things and they seek out all these different things trying to find their purpose. And I think God would say, wake up. Do what you're designed to do. Know me and make my name known. And you will find satisfaction in your work. 1 Thessalonians 3. 11 to 12, Paul writes this, "For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus to do their work quietly and to earn their own living." So the people in Thessalonica, they were getting lazy because they're like, well, if Jesus is coming back, we'll just kind of sit back and wait for him to show up. And Paul's saying, no, you don't know when he's coming back. Keep going. Keep busy. Keep doing what you're supposed to do, what you're designed to do. Work hard. Feed your families. Work hard at growing the kingdom of God. And you will be fulfilled. So again, if we go back to that thought of a house. When you start out a house, where do you start? The shingles? No, that'd be silly, right? There's nothing to put the shingles on if there's nothing there.
The foundation.
Good job, Josiah. So you start with this foundation, and you got to work hard at making sure that that's designed the way it's supposed to. And then what do you do after the foundation?
Put up the bricks
or the walls, right? You start putting up the structure on top of the foundation. And once all of the walls are up and all of that stuff, what do you kind of leave for the end? What would someone leave at the end if they're building a house?
Bricks.
That would be perfect. All right. I think about like the trim or the finishing work in a house. There's always something to do when you're building a house. You're starting to get down to the little things, right? So I was thinking this in the context of building our lives. Where are we at, church? Each one of us is maybe in a little different section here, but the stages of building your life. When you're young, kids, what are you working on? If you're building the house of your life, what part are you working on first? You're working on the foundation, right? You're learning the truths about God's word. You're building a foundation in your life. As you start getting to middle age, maybe you're starting to concentrate more on the structure of your life and the walls and things like that. Seniors, when you get to your spot, there's still work to do, that trim work. Okay? It's maybe not as hard as the stuff down here, but there's still stuff to do. There's still stuff to focus on and work at building. So I kind of think of this as being like the ages of 0 to 18. Keep focusing on that foundation of knowing God's word in your heart, things like that. Middle age, you're starting to build things around you. Kids, family, things like that. Start investing in that. And seniors, you guys, you've done all of this work before. You have a lot of wisdom and knowledge to help these groups while you're still working on the trim in your life. Does that make sense? So I just think this working hard topic isn't just for people that aren't retired. It's for everyone here. If we think about the context of building our lives and helping others build theirs, there's always something to do, whether you're Malachi's age or whether you're, I'm not going to point out who I think the oldest person is, okay? But you get what I'm saying. Mary, bless your heart. You get what I'm saying, though, guys. If we're building something spiritually in our lives, there's always something to focus on and build. And if you got all that trim work done, start helping out the other people, right? Amen? Okay. Next one. Wise people work hard to prepare for the future. You work hard to prepare for something else that's coming. In the context of building a house or something, now this house looks a little bit older, but you kind of see how it goes up and down. I don't think houses are supposed to look like that, right? It's supposed to be more level. This is the effect of what they call frost heave. I had to look up this. I'm not into, you know, construction and all that stuff. But when they're building a house, and especially when they're pouring a foundation and things like that, if there is water in the soil, eventually in the cold of winter, that will expand. And it will produce cracks and uneven floors and foundation damage. Okay? So to avoid that, you have to properly drain the soil and insulate well when you're building that foundation, or over time you're going to notice that your house does this kind of thing. Okay? Not what you want to see. So it's important that you prepare for the future. Proverbs 10, 4 to 5 says, "A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who brings shame." Are you preparing? Are you doing the right thing now so that you can reap the benefits of it later? Are you doing the right thing now to prepare for the future? Proverbs 28, 19. "Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty." Are we focusing on what we're supposed to do so that we can get it in the future? You don't plant seed and immediately get bread, but you plant seed and you work it properly so that you get that great bread down the road. You don't pour your foundation and throw the house on right away so quickly. You need to think about the future. How am I structuring this foundation? Am I taking care of it? Am I building the walls properly so that I can enjoy a house for years to come that doesn't go up and down? Okay? So wise people work hard to prepare for the future. Colossians 3, 23 to 24, Paul writes this: "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." As we're building our lives, are we doing it for ourselves? Or are we doing it for the Lord? If we're doing it for the Lord, we need to know He sees all. I can't cut corners. He sees all of that. If I'm building my life to honor Him, to make His name and His glory known to those around me, am I doing the right thing? Because someday I will inherit that forever home with Him in glory. Okay? So we need to work hard to prepare for the future. All right, number three. Wise people work hard despite fear and fatigue. If I think about building a house, I got to get up on the roof. I got to do some work up there. But you know what? I don't want to get up there because what if I fall off the ladder? Right? Forget that job. I don't want to do that job because I might fall off the ladder.
Pay someone to do it.
Pay someone to do it. Leanne, you're not helping my sermon. But the thing is, if there's a job up there that needs to get done, I need to get over my fear, make sure that the ladder is, you know, on there properly so that it won't fall. Does that make sense? Okay, I can't just ignore the job that needs to be taken care of because I might fall off the ladder. Pay attention, Joey, right? Put it down properly. Or, you know, maybe I got to work a hammer and nails. Ooh, I don't want to do that job. What if I hit my thumb? Well, the job still needs to get done, right? You still need to do it despite your fear or your fatigue. If you're, "Oh, I'm tired. I just can't do it." No, the job needs to be done. The house needs to be built. Your life needs to be built properly. And you can't let fear or fatigue get in the way. We're going to look at a few proverbs here. Proverbs 26, 13 to 16. "The sluggard says, 'There is a lion in the road. There is a lion in the streets.'" When Solomon wrote this, I don't think he meant that the sluggard is actually looking out his window and seeing a lion. I think it's that I might fall off the ladder thing, right? Like, I don't want to go outside and do my job because there might be a lion out there. It's like, bro, you live in the city, right? There's no lion. Okay? But the principle is, like, you can't let fear of what ifs stop you from doing the job that you're supposed to do. Next one. As a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. You think about how a hinge works on a door, right? We open and close, kids. A sluggard just kind of rolls from one side to the next in his bed. I'm not getting up. I'm just staying in bed. Not doing the job that you're supposed to do. Go build your life. God's given you everything you need to go out and build your life to glorify him and make his name known. You can't just stay in bed. Lastly, the sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. Okay? Kind of funny, but kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's just given this kind of silly picture of, oh, this person wants this snack so bad, and they reach their hand into the chips, and they're like, oh, it's just so much work to bring it up to my mouth. But how often do we do that in life? We know we want something, but we're not willing to work hard, just even a little bit of effort, to get what we really want. Think about that spiritually, though. What do our hearts long for? We long to honor God in what he designed our lives to do. And he's given us everything we need in order to do it. And all we got to do is lift the hand. Go do it. So wise people work hard to prepare for the future. Wise people work hard despite fear and fatigue. Don't let your fears stop you from doing what God designed you to do. Don't let your tiredness stop you. It doesn't mean that we never rest, but it does mean don't let that rest keep you. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. And I just want to encourage you guys. There's sometimes we go out and we do work for the Lord. We're working at building our life to honor him, and it doesn't seem like it's going right. But we need to have faith in verses like this, that when we do the right thing in faith, God's going to honor that. Even if you don't see immediate results, know that the Lord is going to honor your efforts in building your life that honors him. Keep going. Remain steadfast. All right, last one. Wise people stay focused and finish their God-given job. Proverbs 12:11. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense. If you have a field, you're a farmer, and you work that properly, eventually you will get that harvest. If you're building a house and you're working hard at building it properly, eventually you will get to live in it and enjoy it. If you're building your life and you're doing it in faith, steadfast, working hard for the Lord, you will enjoy it. But if you stop and pursue worthless things, what's going to happen? You're not going to enjoy that thing that you long for. And I think it's important for us, whether we're kids or middle-aged or older, keep going. Keep going. Proverbs 24:30-34. Kind of a little story here. It says, I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of a man lacking sense. And behold, it was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. Think about that person. They started the job. There's a stone wall built. But then they laid down for a little sleep, a little nappy time. And pretty soon that nap turned into a long nap, and pretty soon they're just napping all day long. And next thing you know, the thorns and the nettles are growing up, and they're just looking at it like, ugh, this is going to take way more work. And the sun's shining, and I just think I can lay here and nap some more. They're never going to get that harvest. They're never going to get what they really wanted to do. And it's the same for us, church. We need to keep working hard for the kingdom. We can't just stop and nap all the time, because next thing you know, that nap turns into a longer one. And a longer one, and next thing you know, we're known for napping and not for working hard. Do you get what I'm saying? And I think all of us can fall victim to this. We all get distracted by whatever that nap thing is in your life. And we forget that we're supposed to work hard for the kingdom. We're supposed to work hard at building our life to reflect God's goodness. And we get so focused on the pleasures and the pursuits of this world. It's like napping when we should be working. I've used this example once before. This house here, a house with a firm foundation and a solid structure can survive any storm. Okay, this is a house on Mexico Beach, Florida, that withstood Hurricane Michael. LeBron Lackey spent 20% more to go above and beyond the Florida building codes when he built his house. 1 foot thick concrete walls, 40 foot pilings driven down into the ground, and steel cables holding the roof. He spent more. He worked harder to build the house above what Florida said you had to do. And when Hurricane Michael came with 160 mile per hour winds, the strongest hurricane to ever hit the Florida panhandle, look at this house. Now, I don't know if he slept in that, but he probably could have. You know what I mean? Yeah. And look at all the destruction around it. And I just think that this says something about if we work hard and do what God designed us to do, we can weather the storms. Because we're building something that's strong. We're building a foundation and a structure that can weather that. And we can enjoy our life no matter what comes at us, because we built it on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we turn to Jesus for our example. John 17:4. Jesus is praying this to his Father. He says, I glorify you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. Now, we know that Jesus took some time to go out and pray, and there's times that he was napping in the boat and stuff, but you know, he needed that physical sleep, that physical rest. But just spiritually speaking, was Jesus ever napping like a sluggard? No, he was constantly on, wasn't he? He was always looking for that person to pray for, to minister to heal, to speak truth in their life. He was always on doing the work that God set out for him to do. And when that work was going to the cross to die on our behalf, did Jesus take a nap? I'll get to that later. No, Jesus prayed for strength. Lord, give me strength to do what you told me to do. I'm going to do it, but I need your strength. And his example for us is so important, you guys, because left to ourselves, we'll be weary. We're going to want to give up. We're going to want to nap. But yet, if we go to the Lord for strength, we can do what he set out for us to do. Again, let's think about this. The stages of building our life. Think about your life right now. I'm preaching to myself too, by the way. Okay? It's real easy to get distracted with 4 kids and all the activities going on. And I just want to escape from all of that busyness and go do my own thing, go take a nap. But that doesn't do what my heart's longing to do. I need to be spiritually on, working hard for the kingdom. And I get to bring my family along with me. But it's important that I do that. that I continue working on the structure of my life and my kids' foundation so that we can continue doing it and enjoy that house one day. Finished, completed, well done, good and faithful servant. If you're a senior or in this half of your life, how are you investing in this half? Teaching people. This is how you pour a foundation. This is how you structure the walls. While simultaneously working on the trim in your life too. There's still little bits to work on, isn't there?
Lots.
That's key. Lots, yeah. Mary, I wasn't going to use you as an example. No, but think about it, you guys. This is serious. Like, we can't just give up because we're older or we're losing energy. If God's given you breath, you can still speak praise. You can still speak wisdom. You guys over here have all of this wisdom. Speak it. Spend time with people in here so that we can continue getting where you're at. Okay? I want us all to think this week, are we reflecting on where we're at and what we're doing and what we're supposed to continue doing? Last verse, 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul says this, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. And this is my prayer for each one of us. I think this is Jesus' prayer for us as well. I want you guys to keep going. You're sick. You got cancer. Your marriage isn't going great. You're struggling with friends. Your job's hard. Whatever it is, fill in the blank. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Don't nap. We're designed to work hard, and God's given us everything we need to build his kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you modeled what it meant to work hard. Physically and spiritually. You always put your Father's will before your own. You always put other people before yourself. Lord, and you went to the cross on our behalf to die in our place so that we could be right with God. So that we could be back in that place of God's design to work hard for someone other than ourselves. Lord, you've equipped us with your Holy Spirit so that we can do that, that we can surrender to your will and not our own. And I pray for every person here, Lord, that we would surrender to your Holy Spirit's work in our lives so that we can work hard and make your name known. Lord, give us the wisdom to know what to say yes to and what to say no to in our busy lives. And Lord, I pray that we would rely on your Spirit and rely on one another to remain steadfast until we die or until your return. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.